Edge Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I cannot believe it is June 1st. Hard to believe. It seems like we were just conducting Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Time has been flying this year, and the countdown to the 75th anniversary of D-Day, Operation Overlord, the invasion of Normandy, storming the beaches by the Allied forces to overthrow the Nazi war machine, occurred June 6, 1944. And in hour two of today's show, we are joined or will be joined by three very special guests that are going to recreate the D-Day Eve jump parachuting behind enemy lines as they did 75 years ago, June 5, 1944. And we will get to that in hour two. We recorded that earlier this week. We recorded it on Wednesday. The reason being is those three gentlemen left yesterday for Paris and ultimately Normandy. 22 incredibly patriotic Americans. They're all involved with Horse Soldier Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida. We have had them all on in the past. Lieutenant Colonel Rob Schaefer, Staff Sergeant Tyler Garner, Brennan Hollinger. They are going to be jumping on Wednesday, the day before D-Day, and we are going to be recording our D-Day 75th anniversary show from the American Victory Ship next Thursday on D-Day itself, where there's some big festivities going on. The American Victory Ship, a comfort ship that saw time in World War II. It was brought back, restored. It is docked in the port of Tampa. So we will be conducting the show from there. We have much to get to today, but as always, your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, extending a long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, coming to you from the friendly confines, cigar-friendly and pleasure-friendly confines of Command Center Alpha Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa. Hope you had a meaningful Memorial Day weekend, that during Memorial Day weekend you enjoyed going out to the beach or golf or barbecues, but at the same time reflected on the true meaning of Memorial Day this past Monday. And over the course of the weekend, I watched on PBS their Memorial Day concert, Exceptional. If you did not watch it, if you did not see it, it was Sunday evening, go to pbs.org. I believe they have a replay on pbs.org. It was exceptional, incredibly emotional, always very well done. Joe Mantegna hosts it. Dennis Haysbert was on it. Just very, very well done. And so I caught up on a couple of movies as well. I wanted to look at some catch some different movies. And one of the films that I actually saw, a documentary that I was not intending upon watching, but it intrigued me. It was a documentary called Fed Up. Fed Up. And it is about the obesity epidemic going on in the United States. I saw it on Amazon Prime. I believe it's on Netflix. This documentary was originally produced in 2014, narrated by Katie Couric. And it focuses on the causes of obesity in the U.S., specifically looking at the massive quantities of sugar that are in all these processed foods that the government does not look at, that the food pyramid, everything that we have been told by the FDA, by the FDA to a degree, the USDA, the government, medical experts, everything we've been told is a total crock of baloney, processed baloney. Now think about this. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, what was their normal breakfast? Their normal breakfast consisted probably of eggs, bacon, maybe some sausage, not processed foods. They didn't start their day with a couple of cups of sugar-laden cereal or sugar-laden muffins or donuts. Good old-fashioned eggs. One ingredient, egg, comes from natural. I mean, just natural comes from a chicken. Bacon comes from a hog. Now, it can be processed certainly when cured. But overall, when you look at the ingredients primarily of bacon or sausage or an egg, I mean, it's one thing. That's it. And yet somewhere along the line, and many of us over the years never ate breakfast. I was never and never to this day, never a big breakfast eater. On weekends, I'll go out for brunch. If I'm traveling, and for example, when I attend the Florida Broadcasters Convention the end of the month at Ritz-Carlton, of course I'm going to be staying on the club level because my Marriott status allows me to get upgraded. And they have a beautiful club lounge, and I'm sure I'll partake in something healthy. But what I will not partake in is cereal or muffins or processed foods or sugars. But for years and years, we were told butter, evil. Stay away from butter. Instead, use margarine. Margarine, fabricated, made up in a lab somewhere. We were told margarine is much healthier than butter. What we subsequently found out was margarine was loaded with trans fat. That's what causes the arteries to get clogged.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Brent Weber.
Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to historic Tiger Field in Reading, California, where tonight your Reading Colt 45s entertain the West Coast Kings in summer collegiate baseball action. The two managers are exchanging lineup cards at home plate right now, and we'll be introducing the starting lineup to you shortly. Now, for your Reading Colt 45s, they've won three straight games coming off of a sweep over their most recent opponent when they scored a total of 28 runs in two games, a very impressive stretch for the Colt 45s. And as we take a look at the starting lineups, let's do that. The West Coast Kings actually are playing their first game of this summer collegiate season. They'll be playing out of the Bay Area, and they are managed by a man whose father played baseball in the big leagues alongside our own Rick Bassetti. Kyle Gross is the manager. His father, you may recall, Wayne Gross, was a third baseman for the A's and had a long career, big power-hitting left-handed third baseman. So let's give you their lineup real quickly, and we'll learn about their players as we go along, these two teams playing today and tomorrow. Brett Tresson will be in center field. Batting second for them will be Luke O'Brien. Stephen Wraith is the third baseman hitting third. Ricky Pato will be in right field batting cleanup. Big Jaden Bobob is the first baseman. He hits fifth. John Waite, the catcher, in the sixth hole. Mike Winokur bats seventh in left field. and Logan Cole is their designated hitter. Nico Marlborough is the shortstop. Evan Dean, the left-hander on the mound, will make the start again, the first start for them. For your Reading Colt 45s, and I'm sure that you can hear our good friend Baron Browning in the background. Tyler Thompson will be leading off in center field. Just rejoined the club yesterday, and great to have him back in the lineup for a second straight night. He's in center field. Brendan Roop had a big opening game last night with a multiple hit effort. He'll be out in left field batting second. Eric Carlson, you remember the name. Well, last year Eric had a terrific season in the summer. He has returned just back in the lineup, just finished an excellent postseason campaign at Oklahoma Baptist. Eric is in the lineup playing first base tonight. He hits third. Chris Brew had a big night, 7 runs batted in last evening. The Simpson University star will be the DH tonight, and he'll bat cleanup. Kevin Schrodel, the catcher, the former UPrep star, catching his brother tonight. He is in the 5 spot. Peyton Edwards hits 6th, Shasta College second baseman, and he'll be working with his what appears to be his regular Keystone combination there. Nick Horsley will hit 7th. He's at 3rd base, caught the first several games. And Miguel Marquez is at shortstop tonight. Edwards and Marquez working nicely up the middle. And Andy Baena, who's got a nice 3-game hitting streak going, he's in the 9 hole now. He'll start in right field for the first time tonight. On the mound will be Nick Schrodel. We'll tell you all about Nick in just a moment as we prepare for tonight's game. It's a beautiful, beautiful early evening. Some light wispy clouds and a little bit of a breeze, but a nice crowd and plenty of time to still get out to the ballpark. So let's get set to take a break, and we'll be back with more right now. Reminding you, you're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and wet paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Brent Weber back with you at Tiger Field. Taking the air chair tonight from Joseph Van Dyke, who has the ball game off tonight. He'll be back with you tomorrow night when these same two teams, the Reading Colt 45s And the visiting West Coast Kings will get a first look at them tonight. They are a solid-looking ball club with some strong college players in their lineup who we'll tell you about as we go on throughout this evening. But we were mentioning earlier, Redding Colt 45 starting tonight, making his third start, Kyle Schrodel. 9 innings on the season with an 8 ERA, but a little deceptive. He's been working himself back into some health. He's had pretty good control at this point. Again, the 8.0 ERA is a little bit deceptive. He, of course, playing along with his brother, the big left-hander. They both attended UPrep High School, and his brother is doing the catching. I spoke to him before the game, and he said always wants to throw to his kid brother. And, of course, they're also doing that in college, both of them playing together at Crown College, and terrific opportunity for them. The big lefty, Nick Schrodel, 6'4", 215 pounds. He'd be a sophomore, and he will toe the rubber and work from the stretch. The Redding Colt 45s wearing white on white tonight. That's white caps with black bills, black and gold trim, and the team they're playing, similar colors, the West Coast Kings visiting in our first look at this club. They've got black jerseys and white pants and yellow trim as well. And the first batter squares to bunt, takes a pitch inside, over for a strike on the inside corner. That's Brett Tressen. He's a center fielder. Again, no stats on the West Coast Kings as of yet, as this is their first game, but they are a college team. Ohlone College is where Tressen plays, the right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance, takes the next pitch inside for a ball and a strike. Taking a look defensively at your Colt 45s behind Schrodel, Eric Carlson getting the start at first base. Boy, great to see him in uniform, looks right at home. Next pitch bounced right back up the middle off of Schrodel's glove. The third baseman, Horsley, throws it wild. I believe he would have had the hit, the infield hit. We'll see how they score it. He threw high over the first baseman. The runner does advance to second base on the throw as it went into the dugout. So it'll be a hit in an error, I'm pretty sure. We have yet to see the official scoring on that. But Tressen already quickly in scoring position. It was off of the pitcher's glove, and it's one of those where at times you'll hear a coach say you might be better off if it's a slow roller letting the middle infielders handle it. And that's just one of those. Your instinct, of course, is to try to field. So they've got a guy in scoring position, and the left-handed batter, Luke O'Brien, their second baseman. Runner going for third, and he just stole that one on the pitcher, Schrodel. Nick did not give him a look, certainly not a serious enough one. And now the West Coast Kings have a runner on third with nobody out. The catcher, Kyle Schrodel, just didn't even make a throw down to third. He had no chance at him. That's an off-speed pitch. That one's over, taking that one quickly out in front. No balls and two strikes. So we're seeing the Kings already being aggressive, and let's see how Schrodel handles it with the 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball hit slowly right side. The runner will score. First baseman fields, and Schrodel covering gets it. A little bit of a mini collision there at first base, but it will be Eric Carlson to Nick Schrodel for the out. You'll mark that 3-1 in your book, and Tressen will score. Right now it will be an unearned run because of the error that put him on second base, but that's 1-0, West Coast Kings. So with one down, Stephen Raith will come to the plate. Raith out of Los Medanos, left-handed batter, lanky hitter, about 6'2", and just a tall drink of water. You can tell he's a young college player. The left-handed batter takes a pitch for a ball, then takes a cut at the next one. That was a cutter. He got a piece of it, but the count runs to a ball and a strike. Our umpires tonight, the Guns are here. Guns out. Oliver Gunn is behind home plate, and Juan Gunn is out in the field. Popular umpires from the region. They wear their camo umpire gear. Got to do that to stay cool on what is the hottest game night of this young baseball season. Of course, for the Colt 45s, they had one rainout, and they are 4-1 on the campaign. Schrodel still working from the stretch. That's his norm, though the bases are empty. The next pitch just misses a late strike call. It is a strike on the inside part of the plate. Ball and two strikes. Schroedel can heat up in the mid-80s. Early in this college season, he started slowly throwing more off-speeds. There's a rainbow in the sky and a high fly ball to deep right. But it'll be fielded on the track by Andy Baena for out number two. I looked up at the fly ball and saw a beautiful rainbow in the clouds deep in right field. And it's been an off and on kind of season so far in terms of weather. We've had some rainy nights. We had a rain out. But really more just the spring storms the last couple of days. That brings to the plate their cleanup hitter wearing 67. I say that because you don't normally see that. Maybe they're getting them ready for pro careers and their spring training opportunities. But that brings up Ricky Pato, big guy, 6 feet, 5 inches tall, long, dark locks. And he's a right-handed batter, takes the first pitch over for a called strike. Top of the first, two outs. West Coast Kings visiting the Colt 45s. This one's a nice fastball, low, a little inside. Again, slight breeze blowing in at this moment. The 1-1 pitch lined towards left field. One hop, two hops in front of your left fielder, Brendan Roop. And that's a single to left with two outs. So two hits here in the first. That was the first truly hard hit ball, line drive to left field, and one of those where Roop might have had a shot at it, but he's playing cleanup depth, giving him a little respect with his power, watching him in batting practice today, and so he didn't have a chance to make any spectacular play on it. That brings up the big guy, Jaden Babab, in the lineup, and he's their first baseman. When I say the big guy, I'm betting at some point he got the nickname Bubba, just guessing, because he is a big fella, about 6'4". And has a little bit of the John Kruk weight plan going. He's not working out. Well, I shouldn't tease him, but he's a big, little bit of a bigger fellow, got a little bit of a waist around him, and we'll see how he does. A ball and a strike, the first two pitches he takes, checks down to third base for the sign, where their head coach, their manager, Kyle Gross, is in the third base box. Justin Hughes, their first base coach, out there as well. This pitch swung on, lined into center field for a base hit. Rounding second, big turn, but not going to test the center fielder's arm. So runners on first and second, now with two outs. Those last two batters got pitches up in the strike zone, and as good hitters will do, they made Nick Schroedel pay. And that'll bring up the catcher for the West Coast Kings, John Waite. Wade is out of Sonoma State. So, again, veteran player, right-handed batter, deep in the box. Slightly open stance and a little bit of a crouch. Waits his first delivery from Schroedel, who checks the runner at second, delivers a fastball up and away. A ball and no strikes. Nice crowd. Good Saturday night at the ballpark, and many fans still strolling in. Of course, excellent food and all the good fun here at Tiger Field. It's been a very good start to the season so far. That's a fastball on the inside part of the plate. That one didn't miss by much, 2-0. They're taking a lot of pitches on Schroedel early. Since there are many college players, these guys are somewhat familiar with each other. Some of the ballpark, some of these teams have played against each other. Some of these guys have played against each other as collegiate players. It takes another one, two balls and a strike. That one called over. Chokes up about a quarter of an inch on the handle on the bat, wearing two white batting gloves and has a dark black bat. Takes that one inside, and the Schroedel bounced it up. Good job by brother Kyle to keep it from getting anywhere in the runner's hole. Three balls and a strike. And this is one where Nick knows that his control is going to have to be what keeps him out of trouble. You can get out of a jam by not walking. The fastball swung on, hit towards left. Deep to left, Roop goes back, can't catch up to it. Bounces off the base of the wall. Two runs will score. Roop gets the relay in, but not in time. And the runner will be standing at second base. John Waite really dialed in on that fastball and didn't quite get it, but it was hit very deep out to left center field. Roop played it well. Well, Waite gets a couple of runs batted in, and those will all be earned runs at this point. So John Wade at second base and Nick Schrodel, a little bit of trouble now here in the first after thinking perhaps that he'd gotten out of it. Mike Winokur comes to the plate now. He's their left fielder. He's another right-handed batter facing the lefty. Winokur plays with a very strong program down at Pepperdine, the Pepperdine Waves on the Malibu coast. Bounces one left side towards short. Marquez fields, long throw, speedy runner, and he throws it into the dugout. The runner will come to third. He's safe at first on the air, and that's going to be an error on Marquez. Miguel made his first error of the year at second base last night, and I think this is one of those where you don't quite yet know the speed of your runners, and I think he was thinking he perhaps had a little more time than he did. And Winokur got down there in a hurry. So you have runners at the corners now with two outs. Schrodel facing his eighth batter of this inning. Logan Cole, the designated hitter. Right-handed batter takes one high, a ball and no strike. So throwing a lot of pitches here in this first inning. Colt 45's trailing it 3-0 in the first. One ball, no strike pitch, swung on. This one looped towards center field. Thompson initially went back, but charges in and makes the catch on the run in shallow center for out number three. So here in the top of the first, the Kings get it started. They score three runs, and they hit the ball hard. Four hits and one error. They left one man on base. You are listening, of course, to Reading Colt 45's baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber here with you. Bottom of the first. Colt 45 is playing catch up already. Correction to the information at the end of the top half. There were two innings by your Colt 45s in the top of the first. Two errors, excuse me, in the top of the first. And it did contribute to one of the runs, at least at the start of the inning. Let's take a look defensively. Dean is the pitcher, along with Waite, the catcher for visiting Kings. Bubob is at first, O'Brien at second, Marlboro at short, Wraith at third, Winokur and Tresson. Waite is behind the plate, we told you, and now we have our leadoff hitter, Tyler Thompson, who just joined the club last night. Tyler, of course, out of Utah, is at the University of Utah now. Out in right field is Ricky Pato, by the way. I left that one out for you. In case we have any folks listening from the Bay Area to check in on their team. Tyler takes the first couple of pitches for balls, two balls and no strikes. Last night, the Colt 45 scored 18 runs. And while Tyler, who, of course, excuse me, he's actually played in two games since joining the club, he has scored six times in two games this season and still looking for his first hit. He's a left-handed batter. Standing in, of course, how did he do that? He's been on base five times by a walk, two times by a hit by pitch. Takes another pitch. That one's a strike. So three balls and a strike. That was the automatic. Colt 45 is looking for runners. Now, Tyler wearing his red Utah Utes gloves, but decked out in Colt 45 gear, of course. Fouls one left side over near the third base club. Great to see our third base club being utilized tonight by the folks from the Merchants Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce changed their name and say that they still have the same friendly faces and personalized service. So they're over in the third base club tonight. Next pitch to Tyler, fouled back to the screen. Count stays now at 3 balls, is now full at 3-2. First game of two between these two clubs, and the first game of the season, the collegiate season, for the visitors, West Coast. This one hit deep down the left field line, foul out of play. Whitaker gave it a pretty good look. I think he thought he might have a shot at it in the bullpen area down the third baseline. Bullpens are deep down the third baseline for the Colt 45s and down the first baseline, obviously, for the visitors. The first base side is where the dugout is for the visiting team. Nadine, the left-hander, don't know much of him. Spoke to one of his coaches before the game. Justin Hughes said he's got the normal repertoire of a lefty. He's got a little bit of a wiggle in his delivery when he brings his arm back. He's a big kid, 6'3". That pitch fouled back. Dean out of Menlo College. 3-ball, 2-strike pitch, bounce towards second. O'Brien fields it, hurries it over to first, and gets Thompson by a couple of steps for out number one. That'll bring up Brendan Root. Boy, what a sight for sore eyes. Brendan was last night, the infielder out of Fort Scott College in Grand Prairie, Texas, and South Grand Prairie High School. He's a freshman in last couple of games since joining this club. It's just been great to see him. He's gone 3-for-7 with a triple and 2 runs batted in so far. He is also leading the club and hit by pitch, not the one you really want, but the right-handed batter stands in, takes a pitch on the inside part of the plate. Doesn't look like he necessarily crowds the plate all that much, but he has a slightly open stance deep in the right-handed batter's box. Swings and fouls at right side, out of play. Down by the bullpen here at Tiger Field. Lights not yet on at the ballpark, so still dusk. Nice light breeze. And now that we've got some of these early evening little breezy clouds, it's actually taking some of the heat off. Ball players were out early taking batting practice, many of them here at 2:30, 2 o'clock, working early. Let's see if it pays off tonight. That's an off-speed curveball over for a strike. Really took something off that one, 2-1 the count. Eric Carlson is on deck. Thompson, big swing at the off-speed. Misses that one. Now it's 1-2. So Dean obviously likes to mix it up speed-wise. Let's see what he does here with a ball and 2 strikes. Left-hander working from the wind. Kicks and delivers. Fouled off, out of play. Same two teams will meet tomorrow. A little bit of an earlier start on Sundays. An hour earlier, so about a 7:15 first pitch. Towing the rubber now with the ball and 2 strikes. Dean looks in, winds in the sign. Big, slow curve again, misses inside. They're hoping, he's really hoping these guys are looking for fastballs. Strikeouts have been a bugaboo for the Colt 45s early this season. Roop takes this one. Count now full, 3-2. So Dean has gone full on the first two hitters. Colt 45 staying patient. 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. He got him on that one. First strikeout of the game. 2 down here in the first. Eric Carlson will now come to the plate. And Carlson just joining the club. Great to see him in the lineup wearing number 8. Wearing number 8 this season. And Eric is, of course, an infielder, can play third, can play first. You remember him with this club. He's been at Oklahoma Baptist University since finishing up at Lassen College out of Ashland, Oregon, but he's just completing his junior season of college baseball. Good-looking right-handed hitter. And on the OBU, that's Oklahoma Baptist University Bison, he was a player this year. We'll tell you more about it as he takes his pitch inside for a ball. OBU, in their second year of NCAA Division II baseball, made it deep into their playoffs, made it into their region final against the defending D2 national champions. Next pitch, he swings from the heels, really took a cut at it, fouled it back to the screen, a ball and a strike. And Eric played 54 games, hit .323, and was second on his team, tied for second on his team, with 14 home runs and 63 runs batted in. And guess who he was second to? As he takes this next pitch and fouls it back to the screen, he was second on his team in home runs and RBIs to Jake Gozzo. Remember Big Jake, who played with the Colt 45s last year? And you may have read on our website, ReadingColt45s.com, an article about Gozzo winning the one of the collegiate home run batting championships, basically a world championship, they called it, held in December down at Florida Marlins Park. So more on that story. You can go to the website and read it. But Gozzo, of course, hit about a dozen home runs for the Colt 45s last summer. So Colt 45s well represented on the OBU Bison. Big slow curve. Watched it, called strike three. Changing up pitches, working well for Dean in that inning. The Colt 45s go down in order here in the first. We go to the top of the second. Redding trailing by three runs, three zip. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Tiger Field, Colt 45's trailing 3-0 to the visiting West Coast Kings. A really big test for them tonight and tomorrow night at the ballpark. Nick Schroedel had a very odd first inning. A couple of errors, throwing errors. Figured in the mix, but really once he got two outs, it looked like he might have a chance to get out of it. The middle of the West Coast Kings lineup just started ripping some line drives around the ballpark, and they wound up escaping with three. Leading off is the number nine hitter. Eight came to the plate in the first. Nico Marlboro comes to the plate for West Coast. Takes the first couple of pitches, a ball and a strike to count. Marlboro out of San Jose State. So they got a couple of kids out of San Jose State, players out of UC San Diego, San Francisco State, and Cueto College a few. Ohlone, big mixture of college players. Next pitch, a ball, 2-1. Nick Schroedel working exclusively from the stretch to his brother Kyle, the catcher, takes this fastball. That one's a little inside, 3-1. I talked to Nick and Kyle about working together as a battery, and Nick throws basically five different pitches. This next one, bounce, high plate bouncer. Nick Fields has to wait for it to come down. High throw to first, but he got him. That was one of those high plate bouncers. Nick got on the ball in a hurry, and he had a choice to make. Grab it once it lands or grab it in the air. It's usually safer to grab it when it lands. He did and has the arm to throw out Nico Marlboro at first base. Goes down in the books as a 1-3. Brett Tressen now, who had an infield hit, a slow roller off of Schroedel's glove back in the first, wound up scoring a run later. Right-handed batter. Open stance, takes a very wide stance at the plate, takes the first pitch for a ball. I was saying Schroedel, Nick has three different fastballs. He throws a cutter, two-seam, four-seam. So With a slider and a curveball, curve and a changeup, a circle change that he throws. Next pitch called for a strike. I asked him, how do you do five signals? You know, you got five fingers, but Kyle told me that they pretty much know each other so well that they kind of know what they're asking for. Next pitch, bounced high chopper to third, fielded by Horsley, makes a good strong throw to first base to get the speeder Tressen for out number two. Nicely done by Nick Horsley over at third base. After a rocky couple of throws in the first by a couple of infielders, you just want to see him kind of get the yah-yahs out right now. Now is the left-handed hitter, Luke O'Brien. He bounced out to the first baseman in the first, takes a breaking ball. That's a curve over for a strike. Lefty on lefty here. And I asked him if they use signals for location, which some catchers and pitchers will do. Next one's a fastball, fouled out of play, third base side. And Kyle told me they kind of just, they know each other so well that they have a connection with where he's going to set up. Nick can tell that's the location that he's asking for, and so they don't have to give secondary signals for pitch locations, which is one of the things they learn to do when they get to the next level. No ball, two-strike count. Boy, he took something off. That might have been the changeup. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So a much better inning for Nick Schroedle and your Reading Colt 45s. Get some 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. Ready? Bottom of the second inning, they're doing the they're doing the dizzy bat race at the ballpark with one of the many fun things for the kids that they've got for them to take part in. Every couple of innings, there's something out on the field, and they have a blast, and the kids are able to take part. Your Colt 45's trailing 3-0, but a much smoother top of the second for Kyle Schroedle. Colt 45's went down in order in the first. Leading off here in the bottom of the second is Christopher Brew. Chris Brew, DHing tonight. And he's had a pretty solid season so far. Double, triple, and a homer. Leads the club. There's been a little discrepancy with his RBI. The computer gave him too many last night. He's got 10 runs batted in. Three walks, five strikeouts, and 18 at-bats. But the only home run credited to the Colt 45s this season. He takes a big swing at the pitch by Dean. Dean is mixing it up, throwing some junk up there. Brew is way out in front of the ball on a strike. Now, local baseball fans are familiar with Chris. He plays over at Simpson University. Next one, again an off-speed, but Brew waited on it, slaps it into left field for a base hit. So Colt 45s have their first base hit of this game. And that brings to the plate Kevin Schroedle.
Number five, Kyle
Schroedle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I wrote down Kevin. I know it's Kyle. But Kyle Schroedle, another University Prep High School star, along with his brother, attending Crown College. He's also doing some pitching for this club. Now, he's just a freshman, 6'3", 215. Right-handed batters, also played in the field quite a bit for the Colt 45s early on this season, and not just catching, but other positions as well. In fact, leads the clubs with two doubles. 6-for-12 at the plate on the season, batting .500 with three runs batted in. And getting on base, .625 on base percentage. Checking down to third base. Getting the sign from Justin Savisma. Over at first base, in the first base coach's box, Brett Miller, your skipper, is Barrick Fasking, and Bill Plummer, the hitting and position coach, in the dugout. And boy, what a treat it is for these young players to have this coaching staff with their professional experience. Plummer, of course, was part of the Big Red Machine. His son Billy, part of this club. And it is just a fun ball club to listen, learn. And you had Rick Bassetti in there, who very humbly doesn't take a lot of credit, but boy, he should. He had a long big league career, and the players gain a lot of knowledge from being around him and Bill Plummer. Next pitch taken for a ball. Two balls and a strike now on the right-handed batter. Kyle Schodel would like to get some back for his brother. Kyle wearing a elbow guard on his left elbow, the lead elbow for the right-handed batter. Takes that fastball over for a strike. 2-2 the count. I believe. We'll just double-check, see what Mr. Blue gives us his account. It says 3-1 on the scoreboard. From the stretch, delivers, waves at the off-speed, swung on and missed, and it was 2-2. That is strike three. So Kyle didn't finish that at-bat the way he wanted. So far, Dean has been successful with the off-speed stuff. That's his third strikeout already out of four outs. He struck out three. And now Peyton Edwards comes into play. Peyton Edwards, popular second baseman out of Shasta College, about 6 feet tall. Went to Red Bluff High School, down in Red Bluff. Right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Did not like that. Peyton hitting just .188. Three hits and 16 at-bats for the club so far. Next pitch swung on high, chopper towards short. Marlboro has to play it back over to second one. Now the relay over to first does not get the batter, the runner, and goes into the dugout. He'll be able to head over to second base. Marlboro had to kind of take a back step on a big hop, and I think that enabled the Colt 45s to get out of a double play. Of course, O'Brien on the turn threw it away. So Edwards is down at second base. It'll be a fielder's choice and an error on the second baseman. 6-4 gets Brew out at second. So Edwards is at second base now, and with two outs, Nick Horsley comes to the plate. Horsley's been catching and now playing third base a couple of times. Really been working a lot of extra time with Bill Plummer, and he hits a line drive right up the middle. Goes slow, might have been a broken bat, fielded by the second baseman, and he just does get Horsley at first. Nice play on the slow roller by O'Brien. Not sure if it's a broken bat, but it sounded like it very well may have been. That is out number three, so the Colt 45s get a base runner, and there is an error, but they leave one man on base. It's still 3-0 West Coast Kings. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, the lights are on at Tiger Field. Colt 45's needing to hold them right here. West Coast Kings leading 3-0 here in the top of the third inning, leading off Stephen Wraith, left-handed batter facing Nick Schrodel. Goes squares around a bunt with Nick Horsley playing a little deep at third and fouls it back to the screen. No balls and a strike. after a rough middle first inning, Nick has settled down, retired the Kings in order in the top of the second. Next pitch, inside, spins him around a little bit, trying to sell the hit batter, but did not get hit. It's a ball and a strike. Rafe, the third baseman for the Kings, wearing a elbow guard on his right elbow. Next pitch, swings and lines. This one goes opposite field into left field for a base hit. That brings Ricky Pato to the plate. Now, Pato kind of got it all going in terms of hitting the ball on the nose in that first inning rally with a line drive to left, later scored. Big right-handed hitter. The lefty Schrodel looks over to first, now does throw over to first. We're talking about that circle change that they used to get the strikeout to end the first inning. Nick told me he learned the circle change from Bill Plummer, and I hope I have the age right. Next pitch is a fastball. When he was 10 years old, coming to Reading Colt 45's camp as a kid, he learned it from Bill Plummer, said it was the first pitch he learned. He wasn't throwing curves yet, but he learned the circle change, and that is a tough one to learn. Next pitch, inside, missed just a little inside. Two balls, no strikes, so now it's a hitter's count for their cleanup man, Ricky Pato. And Pato steps out as Schrodel throws over to first base, and Rafe goes in this time, gets a little bit dusty. Now he's ready again. Stretch, checks the runner at first. Big kick this time. Goes fastball high in the zone, just out of the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Next one, 3-0. He's taken, and it was ball four. So first walk issued in this game by Nick Schrodel, and again, playing right into their hands. Jaden Babob, the big first baseman, you singled and scored in that first inning rally. And he's a big fella. I'm guessing he has some power. Deep in the box again, fairly close to the plate. Right-handed batter stands tall with a bat over his head, takes the first pitch high. Nick Schrodel having a little tough time finding the zone right now. Critical time. He's got two on, nobody out. We're just in the third. Ball, no strike. He checks the runner at second. Delivers inside, swung on and missed. That was good location, and the big guy, Babob, thought about taking a rake at it, but he didn't get any of it. Ball and a strike to count. A little bit of breeze. You might be able to hear it over the microphone blowing in right now. Pitchers love that. Marquez faking the runner back at shortstop at second base. Next pitch, Babob fouls it back, out of play. And you're always wondering if one of those gutsy Parkers in the parking lot taking the chance of maybe getting some foul ball damage, but it didn't hit one. Again, nice, pleasant evening at the ballpark. Boy, I'd love for you to come on out. Listen to it on your iPhone when you get out here, or your Android. No, not picking favorites. Next one swung on, fouled back to the screen. So stepping back in, wearing number 50. The black jerseys, they've got white underneath, white trim and some yellow trim. Big black high stockings on this batter. He's going old school, takes this one high now, 2-2. Again, Nick is struggling a little bit to find the zone. And another tool that we use, and you can use at home if you go to our website, might enhance your listening pleasures. You can pull up the game live, and you can actually see the pitch count and everything else to go along with all the pitch-by-pitch statistics. It's amazing, and it's free. You just get it by clicking on the statistics on the front page of our website, readingcolt45s.com. Maybe it's the same place you get the link to our broadcasts. because you can also listen to those on your iPhone or iPad when you're out and about. So not only can you listen to the game, but you can keep up with the stats. I don't recommend you keep up with the stats when you're driving, of course. Schrodel, so far, 48 pitches already. Lefty looks back, checks the runner back. Marquez returns to the position, swung on, lined into right field, going the other way, base hit. Baena thinks about throwing home, but Alexa hit the cutoff man to keep that runner at second as the speedy runner, Wraith, was able to score without a problem. And a solid-looking hitting attack by this club, Jaden Bubb's RBI single to right. He just went the other way, took the pitch where it was thrown, and Baena was able to hit the cutoff, keep that runner at second, so at least you've got men on first and second, still double play opportunity. Now, the Colt 45s turned, I think, five double plays in the first game of the season, but have not been quite as proficient at that since. Of course, you're not going to turn five double plays or four double plays very often. But first pitch to the right-handed batter, John Wade, was called for a strike. Wade doubled in a pair of runs. Cap off that big first inning. It's 4-0 Kings. Next pitch, fastball up. Schrodel having a hard time finding the groove this inning. Now, the only good news is all these runs were not necessarily earned, I don't believe. We'll check the scoring on that. Next pitch popped up right side. Going to be out of play. According to the official stats, anyway. Get him out. They only claim that one of the four runs against Schrodel so far is earned. So, at least for ZRA, that's good. Ball players don't really care about that so much. They want to win. He wants to get out of this one. He's going to have to do some work. Bounces one up there. Looked like that might have been the change. Missed low, 2-2. Again, breeze picking up, but it's blowing the right way if you're a pitcher. A little bit of clouds over on the left side. That would be to our east. Nick Schrodel looks to second. Marquez doing the deking out there. Takes a pretty big cut, bounces it to the pitcher. Schrodel fields, goes to Marquez for one at second, but then Marquez throws it away, and the run will score on the throwing error. Boy, Nick had time. There was a little confusion at second. Was it going to be Marquez or Edwards? They have not played many games out there, but to put it in perspective, too many throwing errors this last couple of nights. Something's going on. Guys are just getting a little bit uncomfortable with their throws. Marquez has had a couple of them, and I know he is not happy about that. He's been moving between short and second, not making excuses. That's one of the things you have to be able to do at this level. So it's 5-0 because Ricky Pato came in to score. But Bob was out at second, called a 1-6. You can't give the error on Wade at first, even though it was a throw. He probably would have had, you can't assume the double play, but you do give the error as Wade moves to second. So Wade is at second, one out, right-handed batter is Mike Winokur. So you can't assume the double play. That's why it would just be considered a fielder's choice with Wade reaching first. Second is where the error is charged on the throw. No ball, one strike count now on the right-handed batter. Mike Winokur takes this one, took something off of that. It was just a bit away, a ball and a strike. Mentioned earlier out of Sonoma State, Mike Winokur, rather, at the plate. He swings and lines it towards left field, but right at Brendan Roop, and Roop comes up throwing after making the catch. The runner just gets back into second base. So it's a line drive outfield, a line drive to left, rather, for out number two. And that brings Logan Cole to the plate, their designated hitter. Cole out of Ohlone College. Right-handed batter also wears the high stockings. They're wearing black socks. Similar colors, as color schemes between these two clubs. Schrodel checking the runner at second. They did steal third in that first inning when he failed to keep an eye on a speedy runner out there. And they, best we can tell to this point, they have some pretty good speed. The weight at second is their catcher. Schrodel again. Stretch. Slide step this time. Bounces it to his brother behind the plate. Two balls and no strikes.
And it's time, the 50-50 drawing. Over the crew, we run around.
24 balls and 35 strikes, not the ratio that Nick is looking for. This time goes with a higher kick and swung on and missed. Put a little bit of oomph behind that one. Two balls and a strike. Nice crowd filing in here on this Saturday night. And wherever you're listening, we're grateful that you're out there and appreciate you tuning us in on Reading Colt 45's baseball. Next pitch just missed inside. Three balls and a strike. Nick's brother Kyle got the win in last night's game, going five innings as a starting pitcher. This one swung on, line towards left center, left field in the corner, bounces off the wall. It's going to be extra bases. Rolling into second, standing is Cole as Waite scores easily, and there was no doubt about that one. The only question was whether or not it might sneak out of the ballpark, but so Cole at second now, again, Schrodel finding himself trying to get out of trouble. I mentioned Nick's brother Kyle got the win with five innings yesterday. And Nick checks the runner at second. And he's got a pretty good lead out there. I know they're keeping an eye on him. Kyle's last start, he went four. Gave up five hits and five earned runs. Walked three and four. Strikeouts in that one. That was Kyle. Gosh, I'm getting them all mixed up, aren't I? Nick and Kyle and Kyle and Nick. Nick was their opening day starter. Went six innings and got the win. Pitched five hit, two run, four strikeout baseball in that effort. It's got a 1-1 count right now on the batter, Nico Marlboro. Marlboro lines it towards right field, but Andy Baena is right there and squeezes it for out number three. So, again, another tough inning as the West Coast Kings plate three runs on one, two, three hits. They do leave one man on base. And your Colt 45s are trailing at 6-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
With 50-50 raffle tickets.
Well, welcome back to Tiger Field. We've got a nice crowd tonight. Some clouds out on the outskirts to the east, but we've got no precipitation to this point. 6-0. Colt 45 is really running into a hot-hitting team. The West Coast Kings, their first visit here this season. Of course, their first game of the season. And the Kings, a solid collegiate lineup, just like the Colt 45s, have got some sweet swinging bats here in their first game of the season. We might have a pitching change here. We do. Their new pitcher is Jack Erickson out of Los Medanos. Erickson replacing Evan Dean.
Regis University, your shortstop.
Erickson's a right-hander, and maybe that'll help. Evan Dean looked very, very good. We'll get you his numbers here in just a moment. Erickson, little right-hander. Definitely a different physical look. Right-hander, about 5'9", facing the right-handed batter Miguel Marquez, the shortstop, out of Regis College in Colorado. Miguel's played short and second. We'll see where he settles in with this club. Takes the next pitch. Takes that pitch. Ball, no strikes. Marquez batting 200. Miguel still looking for his first extra base hit, but he's gotten on base, and he leads the club with 5 stolen bases. Now it's 2 balls and a strike. Thought I was going a little crazy there. I knew they had a 2-0 count. Swings that one, fouls that one back to the screen. On deck is Andy Baena. Andy also his teammate, Miguel's teammate at Regis. Swung on line down the right field line, fair or foul, just about 2 feet foul down the right field line, or it would have been 2, maybe 3 with Miguel's speed. Went with the pitch and went well. So their starting pitcher, Dean, and I'm not sure if it's physical or that's just their plan early in the season, he goes 2 innings, gives up 1 hit, strikes out 3. And that's it. He looked very, very good. He threw a bunch of curveballs, a bunch of off-speed stuff. Don't really have a feel on Erickson yet. Little guy, as I said. 2-ball, 2-strike count now to Miguel Marquez. Winds and delivers. Line drive, base hit into center field. Miguel takes a big turn as Tress in the center fielder has to go into the left center field gap to field it, but without a doubt, the Colt 45s have something going here to lead off the third inning. One of the things you like as a manager, putting Marquez and Baena at the bottom when you've got some of the other players that have joined the lineup, it gives you speed down here, and it's worked well for Andy Baena. Comes in with a 3-game hitting streak. It's somewhat modest. We understand it's early in the season, but you take that and you build on that. And Andy's got his average up to 211, second on the club with 3 stolen bases. Right-handed batter, holds the bat high above his head. Good lead at first base for Marquez. It is a sight of differences at first base. Marquez, 5'9", 5'10", we'll just let you decide that. And he's standing next to a big feller over at first named Bubab, who's every bit 6'5", and 260 probably. Next pitch, throwing the second from his knees as Marquez was going, and he's safe with a stolen base. I'm not sure that Waite intended to throw it from his knees, but he wound up knowing he had to get rid of it as quickly as he could. Either way, Marquez had a good jump and a head first slide. His stolen base, 6th of the season, again leading the club. And Colt 45s now have a man in scoring position for Andy Baena. Baena with a 1-ball, 1-strike count, waiting patiently. Homer making the rounds out into the crowd now. Takes a big cut at that one, misses the ball on 2 strikes. Andy was thinking, that's not necessarily what he's up there to do, but when you get it, you take your cuts. Now he's got a 1-ball and 2-strike count. Erickson looks in for the sign. Nods in agreement with his catcher. Checks the runner at second. Checks him again. Now delivers. Big breaking ball behind Baena, and I believe it hit him. So it just one that got away from the pitcher. Obviously nothing intentional. It was something that it looked like it might have slipped, and you'll take that. So a hit batter. Marquez stays at second, of course. And the top of the order, Tyler Thompson with a chance to get something going for his club. Tyler, I'm going to say it till he gets it. Still looking for that first hit as a Colt 45 this season. But you know Tyler's going to get it. Facing the right hander for the first time. He bounced to second to lead off the bottom of the first. Fakes the throw back to second base with Marquez. He's got some pop. Left-handed batter waiting patiently. Erickson really working slowly. Squares the bunt, pops it up. Third base side foul territory, but it will fall as a harmless strike. Wade and Rafe and Erickson were all converging, but nobody could get to it. And Thompson breathes new life. That's one of those where you just go, I am lucky. Because it could have been disastrous. He's got some speed. The Ute stands in. Erickson working, as I said, deliberately. Second pitcher for the Kings. He's got some kind of knuckle curve or something that he's throwing. That one caught the outside part of the plate for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Tyler originally signed back in 2015 out of Lone Peak High School with Utah, but went on his LDS mission. So this was just his freshman campaign. So he's a mature freshman, played in 17 games for the Utes. Takes that one for a ball, 2-2. Big opportunity for the Colt 45s here. Gets back in. Waits the delivery from the right-hander Erickson. Speed on the bases. Again, wheels and fakes the throw to second, but one of the most likely to incur a boo moves in baseball, but the crowd not interested. They just treated it with indifference. They were so bored with the attempt that they treated it with indifference. Breaking ball, bounced up the middle, fielded at second, one on to first, double play, and that is tough luck. Thompson thought he got one through the middle, but O'Brien showing excellent speed and range, anticipating that, moving to his right towards the bag, and a tough double play. That moves Marquez over to third base, so you still got a shot at it. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. And with two outs now, Marquez is at third, and Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Now, Roop's first game with the club a couple of games ago was he came out swinging, right-handed batter. First pitch, off-speed up high, misses a ball and no strikes. He was 3-for-4 two nights ago against NBO Sacramento. Knocked in a couple of runs, scored a couple of runs. He played shortstop that night. He's in the outfield, of course, tonight. Struck out back in the first against the other batter. Ball and a strike to count right now. One one pitch. Swung on, missed. 1-2. Not sure what that was. It was high in the zone, but it looked like a fastball. Erickson working from the wind now with the runner at third. They're not paying any attention now to Marquez at third base. Winds and delivers. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Erickson escapes a jam here in the third. Second inning in a row, the Colt 45 strand a base runner in scoring position. It's 6-0 after three. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Brent Weber back with you. Glad to be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight at Tiger Field. If you haven't been to the field this year, you will hear people say, oh, things have changed. It is in beautiful condition. The playing field, Rick Bassetti works on that himself. It is in great shape. But the actual ballpark, all of the little things that have, that are being done and have been done, Dignity Health has kicked in. Several sponsors have done quite a few things. New coat of paint, some new banners flying. First pitch to the leadoff hitter here in the top of the fourth inning is Brett Tressen. It's a ball. Nick Schrodel working in his fourth inning as a starter. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. If you haven't seen the changes, and for those concerned, we understand over the years about the park area nearby, the city of Reading is working so closely with everyone to make it a safer, cleaner park, and they're really succeeding at that. And there are big things in the future. I'm not just saying that, but I'm proud to be a part of things out here and very tickled with the way this ballpark's coming together. It's just a... You really can't beat the price in the ballpark and a pretty good ball club out there, too. They've met their match tonight. Impressive-looking lineup. Again, Tressen, good speed, their center fielder. He reached in the first on the infield hit. It may have been ruled a double error. I have to go back and check that. But then he grounded to third and second. But they've shown pretty good speed in their lineup. The West Coast Kings out of the Bay Area. 2-2 pitch, takes this one high, three balls and two strikes. Not sure. They want to get as many innings as they can out of Schrodel. No action out in their bullpen yet. Nobody on. That was the breaking ball, and he was not comfortable with it. Bounced it up there, and it goes back to the screen. The runner thinks about taking a turn at first. That would have been deadly. He's at first on the walk. Very frustrated right now, Nick Schrodel. And that's part of the learning process. You know, when you don't have your best stuff or things don't go well, young pitchers, and he's a mature pitcher, older than several on the club, he knows he's got to get it back going. He's trying to get in the rhythm, working quickly here to Luke O'Brien. O'Brien steps in, first pitch, swings it back. And that's something you will hear pitching coaches and Barrick Fasking, of course, was an excellent pitcher in his playing days, played professionally from Canada to Mexico and in between. Of course, was a player of the Colt 45s, you remember. Works with him on trying to get into a pitching rhythm, but he's struggling with one of these breaking pitches. I don't know if it's the change or the curveball. He just bounced another one up there, and his brother, Kyle, is getting in Nick's grill a little bit. A ball and a strike. He bounced that one. Again, runner did not advance. Kyle is doing the yeoman's job behind the plate on the low pitches. That one's low in the zone. Batter's only about 5'8". O'Brien takes that one. Was it a strike? That's two balls and a strike. Left-handed batter awaits the delivery. Schrodel working from the stretch. Again, working low in the zone. That was the cutter, and it just missed away. Colt 45's fans not happy with Oliver Gunn behind the plate. Three ball, one strike count. Fastball swung on, miss. 3-2. Well, he just reared back and hummed one there. Yep, yep. Nick had one perfect inning in the second. He's not going to have one here. Runner going on the pitch, swung on, bounced towards second. It'll get him out of the double play. It's fielded there by Edwards. He gets the runner at first, but putting Tressen in motion puts them in gives them a runner in scoring position. Put it in your book as a 4-3 aggressive base running with their speedy base runner, and they've got speed and scoring position with one down and Stephen Wraith. Another left-handed batter coming in, Wraith. Singled and scored in the third. He's 1-for-2. This one bounces up there, and this time Kyle can't handle it. The runner moves over to third base. So you're trailing 6-0. You need outs. And let's see how they play it in the infield. Kind of halfway. Nick Horsley coming in. They do not want to give up any more runs here. So they're playing in. Swung on, drilled foul, left side out of play. Impressed with the Kings. They're getting their cuts in tonight. They are an aggressive club with the bat. Not necessarily not working the count. They've just made good contact and had some good at-bats. Ball and a strike to pitch. That was the off-speed. Might have been the change, and he bounces it foul right side. Nick liking that one. You don't want to have to say we need a strikeout, but as a pitcher, you say, I need a strikeout here. And he's lefty on lefty. And he's got a troublesome right-handed batter, the cleanup hitter, coming up. The middle of their lineup has produced. 1-2 pitch, swung on, bounced sharply up the middle, base hit. Through the drawn-in infield, might have been playable at second by Edwards at normal depth, but it's going to be an RBI single by Stephen Wraith and it makes it 7-0, bad guys. West Coast Kings, Tressen scores, and that'll bring up Ricky Pato, the right fielder. Pato scored twice. Had a line single back in the first and walked in the third. Trotta looking over to first, runner not going at this point. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Pato takes the next pitch, and it's a fastball away, a ball and a strike. Colt 45s are going to have to find the magic in run scoring that they had the last couple of nights, because they're trailing big in this one, 7-0. Big kick from the stretch. Schrodel's mixing it up, whether or not he takes the slide step. We're not seeing much of that. We've seen more of the medium kick, which plays into the runner's favor, of course, and we have seen good speed in the Kings lineup. Ball and two strikes to count. One out. Runner at first. Nick Schrodel, runner going here. Called a ball. Bounces it to second. Stolen base. Don't know that Kyle had much of a shot at it. It was one of those where Nick gave it a little bit of a look at first, but they saw him take the kick and he went. So it's a stolen base. They've been moving. That's actually, I believe, their first ass. Well, they did steal third. Their second stolen base of the game. That brings up the big guy. That was actually a called third strike, so excuse me, I missed that. So Pato did go down on a called third strike, and it brings up Jaden Bob. He's 2-for-2. Knocked in a run in the third. One ball, no strike pitch. Nick Schrodel's pitch inside part of the plate. It's a ball, 2-0. Almost no breeze now. We can see that there's some rain in the far east, but again, we're not seeing any trouble planning to be here at all at Tiger Field tonight. Boy, took something off that one, and a big swing and a miss on a high off speed, 2-1. What, but Bob, kind of like he just took a chop at it. It was so high. Eight pitches now for Nick Schrodel. Checks the runner at second. Now delivers the changeup, bounced or blooped towards third, fielded on the edge of the dirt in the outfield by Nick Horsley for out number three. Just a little popper. It sounded worse than it was. But the Kings add another run on just
is it time?
One hit. No errors and one man left on base. We are now looking at a 7-0 lead for the Kings over your Reading Colt 45s. Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shining Care is proud to present It Takes a Community to Keep Our Seniors Safe Symposium with keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. Join us June 5th, 8 to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, free to the public with lunch. There'll be speakers, resource exhibits, and a panel of experts to take your questions. Seating is limited. Registration required at shiningcare.org/upcoming events. The free Keep Our Elders Safe Symposium is sponsored by PSA2, Passages, Reading Rancheria, and My Umbrella Marketing.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Well, they're calling for more cowbell out here. What they need are some more runs. West Coast Kings on top of your Reading Colt 45, 7-0 here in the bottom of the fourth.
Eric!
Facing their second pitcher of the night, and Erickson looked like he might be somebody they could get to at the start of his first inning of work, but then worked his way out of it. He'll face Eric Carlson, leading things off here in the fourth. Carlson took a called third strike to end the first. We mentioned Eric rejoining the club, wearing number 8 this year. He's facing the right-hander, Erickson. Pops it up, right side, fair territory, but Bob calls for it, makes the catch in the edge of the grass for out number one.
From Cincinnati University, your
that'll bring up Chris Brew.
Number 24, Christopher Brew.
Chris had an excellent season at Seattle University. He led his club in homers, 7, and slugging percentage. Came out of Bishop O'Dowd High School in Hayward, California. Takes his first pitch. It's a ball. Started his career at Cal State Monterey Bay, then transferred to NAIA Simpson and played in 33 games this year on this very field. This is where they played their home games for the Redhawks. Took a big cut at that one, a ball on the strike. Hit 316 for the Redhawks. And that team scored a lot of runs in NAIA baseball. They set all kinds of club records. Looks like a knuckle curve is what I'm guessing Erickson's throwing there. He's trying to learn to throw it, it looks like. That was called a strike, a ball and two strikes. That was the same pitch that he hit Baena with. One ball, two strike count. Weinstein delivers this one. Misses high, working up in the strike zone quite a bit. 2-2 now the count, but... Chris Brew, as I said, part of a Simpson team that set school record for home runs in the season, 34. They hit 299 as a club. That one's inside, and actually it hit him. So Chris Brew is going to take first base on a hit batter. This the 45s have had now, I think, we've had two tonight. So they've already had 13 batters hit by pitch. And we're pretty early in this season. This is just their sixth game played. Take base runners any way you can get them. The DH Brew at first. And Kyle Schroedl at the plate. Schroedl struck out in the second. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch inside corner, and it's called for a strike. Right along the knees. Schroedl, slightly crouched at the plate, takes the next pitch. That one's also going to be called a strike, 0-2. Schroedl awaits now. Erickson not yet to the belt. Now he's to the belt. Peeks over his shoulder and delivers. That's that knuckle curve called strike 3. So 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Schroedl goes down on a called third strike.
Shasta College.
That brings up Peyton Edwards.
Number 10, Pete Edwards.
And they're trying to get some cowbell offense going here, but with that runner on base, they've had a runner on base each of the last three innings, counting this one. This one's popped up. Left side. Will it be trouble? Chasing it down the second baseman and finally pulled in by O'Brien out there at second base, but a pretty quiet inning for the Colt 45s. So after four innings of play, it's 7-0 West Coast Kings. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Nick Schroeder looking to keep it right where it is at. Colt 45's trailing the West Coast Kings 7-0. And they've got their 6-7-8 hitters due up this inning. Again, Redding's come in with a three-game winning streak. His first game of the summer collegiate season for the West Coast Kings. We mentioned earlier that the manager for the club, Kyle Gross, his dad, Wayne, played alongside Rick Bassetti on the Oakland A's. And big left-handed hitting third baseman.
Center number 73, John Wayne.
And talked to Rick about him, and he said he has nothing but great things to say about Kyle, the son. Of course, Wayne Gross, I mentioned, was a third baseman, an all-star as a rookie in 1977. He had 22 homers that year. He was a youngster when Bassetti was wrapping up his career. Leadoff hitter here is Waite. Pops the first pitch up first base side. Carlson pulls it in for out number one. So a quick first batter here, which is what Nick Schrodel needs. Billy Plummer was getting loose. I didn't see him throwing, but I did see him going, you know, getting up, stretching the arm. So I'm not sure if they want Schrodel to get through this inning, but now I'm seeing some more action. Might not be Plummer. Yep, it is Billy Plummer out there. Not sure if he's thrown in a hurry. They maybe wanted to see if Nick can get them through this inning. And the batter now is Mike Winokur. He's 0 for 2, but lined out to left field his last time up. This pitch from Schrodel inside backs him off the plate. Nick looks in for the sign. I guess you could call it Schrodel 1, Schrodel 2. 1 the pitcher, 2 the catcher. Nick to Kyle, the delivery. Nice cutter, inside corner, called for a strike, 1-1. 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 in the fourth for the club from the Bay Area. Colt 45s have had runners in scoring position a couple times, but not been able to push any across so far. Next pitch is a fastball high, 2 balls and a strike. And after the last night's game, when the Colt 45 scored 18 and 10 the night before, you kind of just go, I hope they don't need a few of those runs tomorrow. That's not really the way it works. Not to malign the club they played the last 2 days, but this is a much stronger club, one that I think is a better test for the Colt 45s at this point. And right now, the Kings are winning that test. The first test. Two ball, two strike count now. That one was fouled back. Big stretch kick. Throws a breaking ball over, called strike three. Right along the knees. It was a beauty. And that'll bring up Logan Cole to the plate. With two down here in the top of the fifth. Strikeout number three. Or is it two? Number three for Schroeder. First pitch to Logan Cole, the DH, is a ball. Cole doubled in a run. I mean, hit a shot down to deep left field corner in the third. Takes that one, and that one's a strike. This one's popped up, foul territory, giving it a look is Kyle Schroedel, but it's back in the parking lot. Top of the fifth inning. Now Plummer is up warming. He'd probably like to wait to come in next inning, obviously, with a 1-2 count here and two outs in the fifth. Nick Schroedel's 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, lined towards softliner towards right field for a hit. Just over Peyton Edwards. Hit it a bit off of his hands, but it was just sharp enough. With two outs, they've got a runner on. And that brings up Nico Malboro, their shortstop. Eighth hit of the night. Off of Schroedel. That one's high. First pitch to Malboro. He checks the runner. Goes big kick. Fastball down around the ankles, but he lines it into left field for a base hit. He really went down and got that one. And again with two outs, the West Coast Kings are getting something going, and it gets to the top of their order. You did not want to see the top of their order in this one, in this frame. And that's Brett Tressen. Tressen's 1-for-2. He scored twice, singled in the first. It was an infield hit, and walked in the fourth. First pitch from the lefty. That's a big slow curve called for a strike. At second base is Logan Cole. He's their DH at first. Nico Malboro, their shortstop. 0-1 pitch. That's the cutter outside corner called for a strike. 0-2. Schroedel has thrown 101 pitches now on the night. Like to get out of this one without further damage. Runners are actually going. Throw down to third. He is safe. It was a bang-bang at third base. It's called a strike, I believe. So the double steal. Again, they're probably keying off of Schroedel's leg kick. You can get the sense of he's working exclusively from the stretch. Sometimes goes with a bigger kick. Sometimes we'll use a slide step. He won't use a slide step here. It goes big high kick from the stretch. Off speed, swung on and missed strike three. Got him on the circle change. And a frustrated and focused Nick Schroedel goes off. He wanted to get out of that one, and he did. A nice job probably finishing his effort. We'll find out a little bit later on. But that does close out inning number five, top of the fifth, that is. Reading still trailing 7-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You, on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1, and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's looking to get something going here in the fifth inning, as they're trailing 7-0 against the West Coast Kings, hoping to get their bats going as they did the last couple of games. The Kings throwing another pitcher out there, so maybe the Colt 45's will benefit from that. This is going to be a side-arming right-hander, submarine almost, for the West Coast Kings. The new pitcher is John Little out of San Francisco State.
Benedictine University, your third baseman, number 34.
So John Little, a right-hander out of San Francisco State. Again, submariner. I mean, he is getting below just sidearm, so we'll see. He's, again, a little right-hander, about 5'9", and stocky. High Black Sox, old school. Nick Horsley going to lead things off against the right-hander. The first guy to get a look at him, off speed, swung on, really took a look at it, big swing, and falls behind. So your first time you get a look at these guys, and it's an interesting approach for Kyle Gross. It's obviously his first game of the season. He's trying to get his pitchers some innings, and they are all different, so they create some different at-bats. That was a changeup. Really took something off of that one, and ball and strike to count. Horsley bounced to second, back in the second. Again, everything pretty much looking like a sinker coming out of this right-hander's hand. The third pitcher, Dean started, pitched a couple. Erickson pitched the next couple. There's the sidearm right-hander. He bounces this one slowly to short. Fielded there. Long throw, but the first baseman can't handle it. I'm not sure who the error is going to be on, but they definitely would have had Horsley.
Your shortstop. Number three.
So that brings up Miguel Marquez. They got something going in the third with the bottom of the order. Marquez and Bayana. Let's see if they can take advantage of the miscue, the first, second error of this game for the West Coast Kings. So Marquez steps in, singled and stole a base, and the third was stranded at third base. Big cut on the first pitch from the side armor. Misses 0-1. And as we mentioned, Miguel and Andy Bayana both playing together with the Regis Rangers. Fouls this one off. Bounces it foul. 0-2 the count. Leading his club currently with steals, now with a half dozen. He led his club at Regis in steals this year with 7. So the Denver, Colorado resident. And this next pitch is a third strike. Oh, my. So Miguel did not like what happened there. Third strike goes down on strikes. One out as Andy Bayana comes to the plate. Now, They're getting their look at the he's not exactly Gene Garber or Tewksbury or anybody that's Tecovi or anything, but the little right-hander is definitely going low. This one swung on, laced into right field by Baena for a base hit. Chugging towards third base. Can Horsley get there? The throw didn't get him. He got in under it. He's safe. So Nick Horsley aggressively testing the arm of Pato, the right fielder, the relay guy. I mean, the throw got there. It was bang, bang.
Top the order for 45.
That would have been a tough one. And going to second on the throw is Baena. So now the Colt 45s with a chance. Just one out. And Tyler Thompson to the plate. Nice job by Baena just to go with the pitch where it was thrown into right field. Left-handed hitting Tyler Thompson at the plate. He's 0 for 2. Grounded to the second baseman twice. Checks his swing, but it goes right back to the pitcher. Fielded there. The throw over to the first baseman for out number two. The runners have to hold. It was a check swing, and Tyler still made contact. John Little was able to get on it and get the out. That's a little bit of a luck. Lucky check swing for Little. Bad luck for Tyler Thompson. Brings up Brendan Roop, who'd like to shake this thing. He's struck out twice. 2 men in scoring position. They've left batters in scoring position in two other innings. Seidheimer goes outside. A ball and no strikes. Roop waiting. At the belt, now the pitch. Swung on, lined the other way into right center field. This one's going to get all the way through. Both runs will score. Roop is chugging down to second. The center fielder, Trenison, struggling to get it in, but he does hold Roop at second base with a two-run double, a line shot into right center field. Both he and Baena go the other way on the side armor, and it pays dividends. The Colt 45s are on the board. It's 7-2.
Oklahoma Baptist University, your first baseman, number 8, Eric Carlson.
And if I said that was with one out, that was a two-out double, obviously. And it brings up Eric Carlson, and you know he's eager at the plate. Popped to the first baseman his last time up, 0 for 2. Off speed, just a little rainbow in there, but he took it for a called strike.
Came home.
Nice two-out, two-run double by Roop. Sets us up here, the three-hole hitter Carlson awaiting. Breaking ball just catches the inside corner. That one had a little bit of a late break. So we're seeing three or four different pitches from Little, the third pitcher, the side armor. Oh, 2 at the belt now. Checks the runner, and he delivers. Again, takes something off of it. That one swung on and missed. Strike 3. But the Colt 45s do get a couple of runs on 2 hits. There was an error, and they did leave one man on base. So after 5 innings of play, it's 7-2. Kings, you're listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal.
That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Billy Plummer.
You can hear the loudspeaker tell us that Billy Plummer is in the pitch, and Billy is trying to find his groove as a pitcher this year, this summer, playing exclusively that position. Closes the book on Nick Schrodel, who pitched 5 innings, scattered 10 hits, 7 runs, but only 3 of them considered earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts for Nick Schrodel. As I mentioned, the top the 100 pitch mark, I think he wound up with 102, but over 100 pitches tonight. It brings in Billy Plummer, who had a nice relief appearance his last time out. He's kind of getting into a groove where he's available every other day as he learns. He's got a strong arm, obviously the son of the former major leaguer, Billy, a catcher himself over at Shasta College, but focusing on finding his groove as a pitcher. On Thursday night against NBO Sacramento, he pitched 2 shutout innings, struck out 5 of the 6 outs, and walked 1 man. So the Plummer in relief of Nick Schrodel.
And your new beer batter, second baseman, number 44, Chris Fung.
We've got a new second baseman. And it's number 44. That doesn't mean anything to you because you're home watching your TV or whatever else you're doing. You're not watching radio. It just doesn't work that way. But your second baseman, as you know, sometimes it is a little bit creative to find our players with these rosters. Chris Fung out of UC San Diego. He's a left-handed batter. Takes the first pitch for a ball from Billy Plummer. Plummer working exclusively from the stretch. Nice delivery. Fastball misses high. Again, Billy learning how to get into a professional level groove. That's where these guys are at, to play in a full bat league. Pitchers have to learn to take command, and obviously plays at a high level at college ball, as all of these players do. 2-ball, no strike count. Misses that one high, 3-0. Got a photographer taking flash photos right behind home plate, which isn't normally something you want at a baseball game. But nevertheless, I guess every picture can't be taken with your mobile phone. There's a fastball just on the outside corner, nicely held there by Kyle Schrodel, the catcher. And it's, I believe it's 3-1. Scoreboard says 2-1. Now, Billy Plummer at the belt, rocks and delivers, fouled back to the screen. I guess it is a 2-2 count. I must have dreamed up a ball. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Now Fung waiting, left-handed batter right there in the box. Plummer trying to get to work. Setting up inside is Schrodel. Breaking ball, and that misses outside. And that was ball 4. So I wasn't imagining that. So occasionally that, again, does happen. That was ball 4.
Third baseman number 25, Stephen
Fung Wraith. Walks. And that brings up Stephen Wraith. He's their third baseman. Left-handed batter. I mentioned he's a lanky kid wearing 2 white batting gloves. Holds his feet together and then separates them, steps in, takes the first pitch for a ball. And Kyle's trying to get in. He barks a little bit out at Billy Plummer to try to help him, get him moving on, help Billy get into a groove. Same thing happened his last time out. It took a couple batters for him to kind of get in a rhythm. Pretty good lead over at first base for Fung. Plummer misses for the next pitch, 2-0. So, the natives are restless here tonight now. Billy knows he'd love to get a ground ball here, obviously, but you're talking about a pretty speedy batter at the plate and a left-handed hitter at that. Fastball misses high.
3-0. Checks the runner at first. Not going anywhere. That's a fastball over for a strike.
You just run there. Don't be throwing a pitch.
Billy Plummer. Again, now the runner's going 3-1. That's a high fastball, swung on, missed. Throw to second, on to the third base side. So Marquez has to reach over and sweep it back, and he's safe at second on the stolen base. It was the kind of pitch you want to throw on, a high fastball that he swung and missed. But Kyle just threw it to the shortstop side, the third base side, and Marquez had to come back and grab it. So, a man in scoring position, nobody out. 3-2 count. Plummer's fastball is high, ball four. Now, once again, have their cleanup hitter coming to the plate. Two on, nobody out. Pato struck out his last time against Schroeder.